Hello, I would like to share with you the design of the fog chamber and the experience that can be made through it. There are a few things here that are not related to electronics, but I hope you find it interesting. In case I throw here the functional block designs of the chamber, HV generator with multi-tap duplicator, PWM lighting controller, and fan power regulator and water cooling used in the project. I also recorded a short film presenting the work of the chamber. You can see the radiation of the obtained samples and visualization of the tracks of elementary particles very nicely there. I encourage you to watch, comment, and make your own experiments. The following text is a description of the experiment. Fog chamber, unusual traces of elementary particles. The experimental demonstration is carried out using a fog chamber, called also a diffusion chamber or Wilson chamber, invented in 1900 by the Scottish physicist Charles Wilson. Thanks to this device, it was possible to observe the first tracks of elementary particles and examine them more thoroughly, for which its inventor received the Nobel Prize in 1927. It should be noted that the presented design is a diffusion chamber, which is a more modern version of the Wilson chamber, which operated on the principle of gas expansion, and therefore periodically. In the diffusion chamber, alcohol vapors are supersaturated all the time, which allows continuous observation. The experimental system that will allow observation of the phenomenon is an independent device powered from the network. The whole project was based on descriptions of chambers available on the internet on websites such as Cloudy Labs FR, Instructables. The final version of the chamber was created from observations and a long process of improving the device. I owe the idea of making the chamber and substantive support to Dr. Adam Buczek from the Technical Physics Circle at the Poznań University of Technology. The process of bringing the chamber to proper operation was of an experimental nature due to the multifactoriality of the issue and the complexity of emerging problems. Subsequent activities examining the properties of elementary particles and describing their paths arose based on available studies and the most important and reproducible experiences in elementary particle physics. Before observing the experiment, it is worth remembering the following physical phenomenon and concepts for better understanding. Elementary particles, proton, electron, neutron, alpha, beta, gamma radiation, diffusion, saturated pairs, principle of Peltier cell operation, particle behavior in magnetic and electrostatic fields, the concept of radioactivity. Due to the fact that the device has been developed to work independently after a few seconds without the need to install add-ons, internal segments that ensure such operation are very important. The experimental system of the chamber consists of server power supply, 12 volt and 69 amps, with voltage regulation in the range of 12 to 13.5 volt. Lighting system with PWM control. Constant high voltage generator with multi-tap duplicator and electrodes 1 to 20 kV. A water cooling block with two layers of Peltier 12 volt cells installed on it. 4x 12 amp and 4x 4.5 amp, providing 80x80 cooled surface. Heat exchange segment, liquid cooler, pump, set of fans, and temperature sensor system, ensuring cell cooling. Steam heaters in a felt casing to produce alcohol vapor. Housing, glass chamber, and control panel enabling control over device parameters. For presentation of experience, you will need experimental device, fog chamber, samples of materials showing radioactivity, a piece of uranium glass, welding electrode, filament lamp for kerosene lamps containing a track, a dismantled smoke sensor containing radioactive America, dispenser with isopropyl alcohol, additional elements that protect against residual radiation and allow the experiment to be carried out safely, pliers, gloves, lead sheet, strong neodymium magnet, thin metal layers blocking particles, working principle of the device, to purr.